We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. David in Jersey. What's up, David?
Mike, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, man. I have been listening to you, even though I don't call too often, longer than anybody, literally in 1989. I remember the Will Clark, Don Mattingly arguments with you and the Mad Dog. I have a great memory in 1990, I believe summer of 90, of you guys actually interviewing George Steinbrenner and being totally ruthless with him, and it was very enjoyable. So you have been fantastic, and it was a real pleasure to listen to you all these years. You really have been just a fantastic part of my life.
Well,
I have a quick comment,
yes,
and then kind of a question. The first one is a comment, slash question.
Yes.
Watching 1978 Game 3 of the World Series, Yankee Classics, I'm watching Ron Guidry pitch, and he gets the ball and throws it in under 10 seconds in what is clearly an important game. Whatever you do next, I'm hoping you can make some kind of stink about, hey, guys, let's get that pitch clock going to help speed up the game and make it as great as it can be again.
I think he's headed there. Talking to Rob, I think he's definitely headed there. I think he wants it. I think he really feels, having spoken to him and off the air about it too, that he feels the one thing that he actually let down was the games were 7 minutes longer last year than they were the year before. So he felt that the one thing he missed on, and the two ways to do that are the pitcher shot clock, the pitcher pitch clock, and the which will be the equivalent of a shot clock, and the limiting the catches, appearances, or trips to the mound. I mean, that has to be limited. You got guys like Sanchez who are going to the mound, you know, eight times an inning. The games go on forever. You can't do it. So I think that has to happen. Baseball knows it has to be. It needs to be sped up. It doesn't need to be sped up in the postseason because the game is great and it's dramatic and everyone loves it. It needs to be sped up in the regular season. Pat in Florham Park. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Thank you. What's happening?
Not much. You know, it's a day I think a lot of us have been dreading. So, you know, the day that would never come. It's been listening forever, calling for, I don't know, over 10 years, but, you know, happy to get through, but definitely, not going to lie, it's a bummer call. But it's funny, like my dad and I have been choking around the past couple months. Like, tomorrow, the numbers in therapy and adult males in the tri-state area is just going to completely skyrocket because I think a lot of us aren't going to know what to do. I think in a weird way, you know, that not that you're a therapist, but in a bizarre way, it's very therapeutic knowing that, you know, you're on every afternoon and it's just talking about sports, and that's what we want to talk about. It's great. And I think, like, the best compliment I could even think of is that I know, I'm sure, you know, nationally other shows, people talk about, you know, the sports talk radio, they talk about what they had talked about. But I don't think it's like with us. I think it's very different. It's very unique. I think the best compliment is we're talking about you with my friends or my dad or whoever as much as we're talking about the game. And I think it's really kind of a cult thing. It's very unique. And I don't see it ever being replaced or duplicated after this. So really just thanks.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, and I hope I talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. And I do feel like I've been given a special gift with the fans. I do. I for some reason, there is this feeling that, you know, there's so much attention paid to what I say that you know, it just creates this thing that's always, you know, almost going in a circular fashion where it's always continuing and it never ends. It's like a dialogue that just continues. And now the way the social media works, it does keep just spinning. And it just seems like it's nonstop. And it has felt that way for the last couple of years, but it seems to keep intensifying. Matt in East Hampton, what's up, Matt?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good.
Third time, long time.
Thank you.
Hey, so my two young boys, they can sing your intro song word for word, Ian and Nathan. They listen to you so much.
Okay.
To me, you know, this last Yankee playoff run is what you've been all about. You know, I couldn't wait to tune in each day and hear your take, and me and my boys would tune in, and I just wanted to say it's been an honor.
Thank you, man. But this year, you're right. This year felt to me like 96 felt, because it had a newness to it. And the team felt that way, too. The team had almost a, and with the Yankees, it's hard to say this, but almost then, not only just an underdog quality to it, but almost a vulnerability and a naivete that usually you don't think of with New York teams or think of with Yankee teams. And this team almost was that way a little bit, which made the team extremely attractive and very, very popular. You heard this year from people in baseball everywhere. You know, usually I don't like Yankee teams, but this team is the exception. This team's impossible to hate. You had a team this year that was impossible to hate. That will change all now with Stanton, because the Yankees now went back to their excessive ways that annoy people. No problem with it. It thrills their base. It's going to put money in the coffers, which is going to make them be more aggressive. They get under the luxury threshold for 1 year and reset the thermostat. That will make them even more aggressive. So you are back into a new stage when the Yankees will be like the Yankees again. Max in Long Branch, what's up, Max?
Yeah, what's going on, Mike? For the last time, of course. I've been calling over the years about the Mets. Most people know, whatever. And I just want to tell you, to get on and listen to you at 1 o'clock after a Met game, that was the obvious. That was something, it almost just became, you know, we ran to the radio. But what said a lot to me, and I say thank you almost, someone mentioned it's an addiction. I happen to love music. I have days where I say, not doing sports radio. I accidentally, at 4:15, put the radio on. 3 hours later, I'm still listening to Mike. That says something. You know, and I'm ready, and I'm going to listen to my music. But you just got us in that trance, and you got us into that sports head. Something special and something I really enjoyed over the years.
Well, thank you. You know what? Yeah. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mike in Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike. Just a kid that grew up in Vermont, and my mother grew up in Staten Island. And me and my dad used to plot on our trips to Staten Island to hit Connecticut at 1 o'clock in the afternoon so we could listen to you and Dog. So I just want to say thank you. Drive my mother crazy, by the way. Followed you to Fordham with me. You brought me through 2003 as a Red Sox fan, and that was my senior year at Fordham. Rough time, but was with you that whole time. And then later on, I actually worked at a sports network with four letters, and I was a radio producer there, and often I would get in trouble for having you on the TV at our workstation, and I wasn't the only one. So just knowing that we're even watching you when we're at some competitors. So just want to say thanks.
Well, thank
obviously,
you.
You've been, yeah.
I've heard that before, too, through the years. So, I mean, that's not the first time I've heard that, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Brother Supply is New York's number one source for ice air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Contractors and property managers partner up with Brother Supply for all of your air conditioning needs. Call today for a quote or visit online at brothersupply.com. Remember, Brother Supply has it in stock. Let me get a couple more in before we get to the top of the hour at 4. Eric in Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Mike, I just have a question. First, I want to congratulate you on your career and wish you good luck in the future.
Thank you.
And my Yankees, I have a question about the Yankees. What do you think about them and Clint Frazier and his future with the Yankees?
Perhaps in center field. Frazier could be a factor, but he also could wind up in one of these deals if there is such a thing. For a pitcher or somebody else, he could easily wind up going. It depends. It's going to be interesting to see what the Yankees do with the configuration. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with Ellsbury and Gardner, and then you'll get a better indication of where he is. Dennis in Yonkers. What's up, Dennis?
Hello, Mike. First time in a long time.
Good.
How are you?
What's happening, Dennis?
Well, my schedule changed significantly, so for the first time in 30 years, I couldn't talk Giants football with you. Day after
Why
the game.
Is that? Why did it change?
Well, I actually do some serious work.
Oh, really? You went to work?
They put me to work.
Very nice.
That long. It's a good thing. I guess it's a good thing I didn't
talk to
Giants.
In the sports world?
I got partially, but not now.
Okay.
It was, and then it's not.
Okay.
It's probably a good thing I missed this season, because that was a mess. And I don't want to rehash it, but you're the one guy who can attest that I was down on McAdoo's offense as it pertained to Eli about 3 training camp days in, when he was an OC, and I never let up on it, and it just became impossible to deal with. But now going forward, and I'm sorry, I'm in the minority, but I'm sorry they got rid of Jerry Reese. You're going to have to find another guy who can build two championship teams or help build two championship teams, even though he didn't pick the quarterback. But that new GM is going to have to clean out that locker room because it is a mess. I've never seen it this bad.
Well, it is. And the perfect example is what's going on here in the last couple of days. They have no leadership now, absolutely none. And Spags has shown no leadership to have two guys in his secondary bickering publicly like that. He might as well not even send in a resume. I mean, what is he doing? How can you not stop that? You're going to have Eli Apple, who has been a disaster, you're going to have that go on publicly with Collins. I mean, in his secondary, which has been a nightmare all season. I mean, how could anybody even, let's be honest, Spags is a nice man. How could anybody ever think of considering him for the job? I mean, his defense has been insane this year.
You can't when you throw 9-35 Rams in.
No, you can't when you throw his Rams in there. And this year has been a disaster, an utter disaster.
It starts with Rodgers. Cromartie was in that dream team, Philly team. That became a bad locker room. Jenkins had the reputation, was okay for 1 year.
Why the Rams let him go. Yeah. I mean, now you know. Yes.
Apple, out of here. You wanted a culture change? You're part of it. Out of here.
Apple's gone.
They did the right thing keeping Rosas over Nugent. Get him out of here. He, after his first miss in Tampa, he didn't face the press, said, I'm good, I have nothing to say. That was symptomatic of the McAdoo locker room. Get him out of here. Get Odell's boyfriend, Brad Wing, out of here. And then we get to Odell. I don't know what you're going to do with him, but
you gotta keep
you're going to have to make some serious decisions.
You have to
keep
him.
It's not that far-fetched to get a haul for him.
Listen, that should have been done years ago. Now everyone's coming around to it. Years after, I was completely out there by myself screaming about it, and everyone told me I was nuts. Just leave him alone because he's productive. They should have been. They let him help destroy things. You cannot get rid of him now because you're trading him basically when it's like trading a stock when it's down, two-thirds from where it was. I mean, you don't want to do that. You need him to perform. Let him perform. You don't want to get rid of him. Now, the one thing that they said already that makes it a little odd is John coming out and talking about Eli for his quarterback next year. That surprises me because I wouldn't make comments like that right now until I saw what happened with this year, because to me, the Giants, they can talk about everything. They can talk about the offensive line. They can talk about their future, which we all know, and I've been the biggest proponent for rebuilding that offensive line. But if the Giants are down there in the first three picks in this draft, well, it looks like they will be, they must come away with their quarterback of the future. They absolutely must. That is incumbent on them to do that. Here's the Mink Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.